Hey everyone, welcome to our BBG Founders Day podcast featuring the 79th International Board of the B'nai B'rith Girls. We are tuning in live the literal day before BBG Founders Day. And my name is Courtney Sachs, currently serving as the 79th Anita M. Perlman International NASEA.
And I'm Sydney Shanker, currently serving as the 79th International Signee.
And this is Stoa Abayev, currently serving as the 32nd International Ema Chaverot.
What is up, BBYO? This is Garo, which our 79th International Maskira.
And I'm Mirthiz, your 35th International Shlicha.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I'm currently serving as your 6th International Gizbarit.
Amazing. Hey everyone. Courtney again. I think it'll be quickly be very easy for everyone to figure out who's what voices, but we're so excited to be doing our first 79 podcast, probably our first and last. We'll see how this one goes, but we are so excited to talk on here and celebrate 80 years of the B'nai B'rith Girls, dating back April 22nd, 1944 till now. We are about to be reaching 80 years of the B'nai B'rith Girls. And as the 79th board, we are just so lucky and excited to be the ones stewarding this anniversary. And I think it's pretty amazing. How are you guys feeling about it?
Super hyped, very excited to celebrate 80 years.
So excited for 80. Cannot believe that we're finally here. It feels like just yesterday. It was June 1st and we were prepping for this day.
I know. I think it's really interesting. I think that when we were all elected, we didn't realize that like the 80th anniversary was next. Like we were like, oh, cool, centennial, because we are in our centennial year, and we didn't really fully realize that like, oh, it's literally the 80th anniversary of BBG, which is obviously not AZA's 100, but still pretty incredible. And it's really cool to see all the amazing things that are happening around the order. Sophie, what is your plan for BBG Founders Day?
Well, I actually think it's really cool that even though BBG Founders Day this year is on the first night of Passover, people and chapters and regions around the order still celebrate it. My chapter, Integrity BBG, hailing from Nassau Suffolk region, had a little BBG birthday party, I think a week and a half, 2 weekends ago. We ate cake, we sung, we pinned the pin on the Red Book. We had some pinatas and we really just had a blast and celebrated like it was a birthday party because that's really what BBG is and celebrating all about BBG and how we could be a hot mess sometimes that we're all going to come together to celebrate this amazing organization.
Yeah, that definitely does sound like a hot mess, but being able to celebrate together, regardless of it being Passover, is truly what the spirit of BBG is all about. And I'm just so excited for to see everyone who's celebrating this year and everything they're doing, from birthday parties to cake smashing to piñatas to everything and anything. But hot mess, huh? Why don't we all take a second and maybe share some of our hot mess stories in BBG?
Right? I mean, for 80 years, BBG has been just a group of teenage girls being a real hot mess. So while I was on board, my hottest mess ever was when I had to fly from London to Omaha in one day, literally time traveling from Heathrow to Chicago to Omaha. My London flight got delayed. I missed my flight from Chicago to Omaha. So we had to book another flight, but I was on the air. And once I landed, I had to get the other Chicago airport to catch my last leg of the flight to Omaha. It was literally like 1 a.m. And an olive friend of my father, he was like an olive, I guess like 30 years ago, drove me from one Chicago airport to the other Chicago airport. And I finally got to Omaha at like 4 a.m. I woke everyone in my room up. Mercedes would remember. But yeah, Joelle, what was your hottest mess this past year?
Okay, first up, I definitely completely slept through Caro bumping into our room, but my hot mess moment was quite before we started our time as a board. It was the morning when it was the international elections for the 79th board. And anyone who has ever ran for a regional board knows you wake up, you're kind of nervy, you try your best to get ready and stay calm. And so do I. I do my hair, I run them, I do my makeup, and then I put my clothes on and I realize, oh my God, my high heels are literally my mom's. So I put them on. I'm like, okay, fake it till you make it. I literally stuffed toilet paper in the front so they would fit anyhow. I go down, it's candidates breakfast, whatever. We go into the elections room, we go through Nicaea and Saguenay elections, we have lunch, and then I sit there and I'm like, okay, I'm about to go up. So I literally enter the room, I walk, and then all of a sudden, both of my high heels fall off, and I just go on the stage freaking barefoot, giving my speech and my questions barefoot, walking down barefoot. And I was like, anyone who has just seen my feet will definitely not elect me. But whatever, now we're here. But I'm very sure that Mirchi has some crazy hot mess too.
I can remember the first time I messed up on our group chat when we were trying to figure out where August XX was gonna be. And everyone, and we, like Courtney and TJ, shared this graphic where it put like le blank letters. So we had the first letter of the O, then a blank space, then an A, and then three more blank spaces. And everyone was guessing Omaha, Omaha. And then I spelled it wrong and I like guessed Ohio, and everyone was making fun of me because I didn't know how to spell Ohio, and I was so sure August XX was gonna be in Ohio, but it ended up being in Omaha. So, and Sydney, what is your hot mess?
Mirchi, I totally remember that. Like the day it happened, I remember where I was sitting, and it was just the best moment, and I will always remember that. But definitely a hot mess. My hot mess moment, one of them, there's many. In case any of you on the very first day of IC that Thursday were like, hey, where is the BBG coordinator? Well, that's me, and she was asleep in bed upstairs, violently ill, as she was for all of convention. But we pushed through, we persevered. It was a hot mess, but I think the turkey leg at Universal somewhat cured me. I was able to share that with Courtney, and despite the rain and the ponchos, we pushed through, persevered, and IC at 100 was truly just an incredible experience.
And that turkey leg was bust.
That turkey leg was bust. But yeah, and I know Soph, you probably have a hot mess story to share with us too.
Yeah, my hot biggest hot mess story actually was also at IC 100. So on Thursday, the same day where Sid had her big illness moment after the concert, when we were walking to the meet and greet line, I actually had a classic teenage girl breakdown, uncontrollable crying for no reason whatsoever. And we had to get ourselves together to take the picture. And it was just like a really cool moment how, even though I was a complete and utter mess, every single BBG and Olive that had seen me or even just like realized that I was having a moment had come over to support me. And I was able to wipe the tears away, take a really sick picture with Flo Rida with the rest of board, and then continue my moment. But it's really awesome to see how BBGs are able to support each other, whether they know each other, whether they're best friends, or whether they have just interacted for the first time. I think everyone on 79 can really relate to that, and Court must have such an awesome hot mess story too.
Sophie, you know that I'm probably the biggest hot mess when it comes to wardrobe malfunctions, when it comes to falling over, when it comes to literally anything. Like, I am not the perfect BBG. I have probably a million stories from my year of travel, from August execs, from IC, from so many different experiences of me just being a bit of a hot mess. I think I'd love to share one that's from one of my community visits. Recently, I went to Liberty's BBG overnight event, and like I just had met these girls. It's about like 50 to 60 BBGs, all super young, like super excited to meet me. Didn't really know who I was yet, and we were sitting and we were doing the blessings on for Shabbat. And they're like, Cordy, come on up and light the candles. And I was just so excited that I didn't see a step that was supposed to be the stage. And I may have face planted in front of all 50 to 60 BBGs in the room. And none of them laughed. Like, none of them like giggled. Like, they were just like in shock that I was able to fall. And I couldn't recover. Like, I didn't get up for at least like 2 minutes because I didn't know what to do. And then I just got up with my scraped knee and probably a little bit wounded face and lit the candles like nothing happened. And it was a bit embarrassing, but it really showed that no one really remembered it by the end of the overnight. Everyone was kind of like, oh, she's just a little goofy. And I think that was pretty embarrassing. And I will say, in most times when all of 79 has been wearing heels, we have probably tripped and fell a few times because sometimes it's hard to wear heels and we're not perfect. And that just kind of shows that the BBG journey, it reigns true within all of us that we are not perfect. And sometimes we can be a bit of a hot mess. And I think it's really cool to see kind of those people around us who have also impacted our BBG journey to get us to the hot messes we are today. Sydney, I feel like you have had such an incredible like path of leadership and amazing people that have got you to the place you are. What is your like thank you card? Like, who has impacted your BBG journey?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we do all sound like a hot mess. And despite all of these moments, we're standing here and we're standing tall and proud for 80 years and 80 more to come. But 30 years ago, my mom actually served as the 45th regional NASIA of CSR, or now known as Delta Region. And 30 years later, I had the absolute honor and privilege to serve as her successor as the 75th NASIA. So she really brought me into BBYO. My entire eighth grade year, I just remember her saying, Sydney, these are going to be the best 5 years of your life. Like, I can't wait for you to join BBYO and see what the spirit of BBG is. And I truly was able to come into this organization with an open heart and an open mind because of my mom. And I'm forever grateful to her for showing me how sisterhood can really create that bond that I've needed all along. And I know, Caro, you have a great story for us too.
Absolutely. In this past 80 years, there's a lot of BBGs who have impacted our own personal journeys, but how could I not thank the one and only Emma Sentner, our Argentina-Canadian queen, who is the 77th Anita Emperor International NASIA, when I was first on regional board. She not only understood international order, but led with so much grace and love and strength and dignity and honor and courage. We hope you take this BBG Founders Day to not only wish your girls a Hag Sameach, but also reach out to BBGs who have impacted your own journey and thank them with so much love.
Amazing. Well, amazing stories. I think that we have shared a lot of hot mess moments, a lot of gratitude towards the people who came before us. And that really just shows the power and strength of BBG. And like Carl said, honor and courage. Look out. We have really brought back the cheer, honor, and courage this year. And so excited to see you continue to do that in all of your communities. And now shout out to BBYO Spain, who just recently translated into Spanish. So we are just getting bigger and more diverse in so many different ways. And it is so just amazing to see. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your hot mess moments. Thank you for everything that you have done for the BBG Order. If you're an alumni, if you're a current member, if you're an Aleph, whoever you are that's listening right now, thank you for supporting BBGs. Thank you for being a part of BBYO. Whether also if you're not Jewish, I hope that you learned something a bit about BBG and the power of BBYO and how it really has brought our board together. And as we close out in the next few months, we're just so thankful for all the experiences, all the opportunities, and everything that BBG has brought us. And I'm so excited to be passing the torch on to Joelle, our current Emcha Chavarot, who will be serving as the 80th Anita M. Perlman International NASIA. Joelle, you have anything to add?
Yes, thank you so much, Courtney. I am definitely very excited for the upcoming term and so happy that I get to experience another year alongside Mercedes, who will actually be serving as the 80th International Siganit. I think we both are super excited to look into the next 80 years of BBYO and build the foundation to what is going to become the next 80 years. And maybe in 20 years for BBG Centennial, all of us can reunite and sit in one room together and maybe re-record this podcast because there's definitely so much more hot mess for BBG, and there's going to be 20 and 80 and 100 years more of hot mess BBGs. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Joelle, for that. I'm so excited for both of you, Joelle and Merchi. And on behalf of the 79th International Board, thank you for joining us for our BBG Founders Day podcast continue to be a hot mess. And also, since we are from five different countries, hopefully in 20 years, we can get a flight to all be with each other. And with that, thank you so much. And to the next 80 years.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.